This is Financial Detox, helping you retire with confidence. Featuring Jason Labrum, certified financial planner and founder of IDA Wealth, intelligence-driven advisors. For over 20 years, Jason has shown people how to steer clear of toxic advice, achieve financial peace of mind, and manage their wealth for maximum impact. Join Jason and co-host Alex Klingensmith as they simplify the complex, share industry secrets, and provide proven strategies designed to take you from financial insecurity to financial independence. This is Financial Detox. Money.
Hello and welcome to Financial Detox. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Jason Labrum, your host in studio with Mr. Alex Klingensmith. Alex, we're doing Thanksgiving show right now. It's here. Let's talk about what we're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family and for life and health in general. I have the opportunity to do all the things that I get to do.
Right.
I'm very grateful for that.
Man, we're lucky, aren't we? Living where we live, living the life we live, have a job, have to be able to help people every day, make a difference, be able to make a difference for our family. Yeah, it's crazy. There's so much to be thankful for. And at Financial Detox, we're thankful for you, our listeners, not to be cheesy, but we are. And we're thankful so much for our clients. I mean, the people who entrust the Financial Detox team and intelligence-driven advisors, it's just, it's profound and overwhelmingly, man, I might get choked up. Try not to. That'd be a really weird way to start a show. But it's just, it's awesome how much trust people put in us and how big a deal. I mean, I guess we take it very seriously. It's heavy. It's a big burden to carry somebody's financial plan and life for them. And we do that at our investment firm, Intelligence Driven Advisors. And
well, especially in years like this. Yeah. People, I mean, you've seen the good, the bad, the ugly of people, man. All sides of our clients this year. Rightfully so. Going through what we've all gone through.
Crazy. Yeah, it's been a wild, wild time. And I'm thankful for health. You know, I think that if you don't have your health, man, you lose it all, kind of, right?
Life becomes a lot different if you don't have health or safety, right?
Wow, safety, right? Where you actually aren't safe in the streets. I mean, that's unbelievable. I'm thankful.
Well, if you're like homeless, you know, or if you don't have, you don't know you have money to pay for shelter and food and like.
Or if you, you know, carry a sign for a presidential candidate you believe in and you get beat up on the street because of that.
Right.
Like safety.
Right.
Hopefully the world becomes a better place in 2021 and beyond because everybody feels better represented, maybe.
Yeah. What are you guys doing as a family this year? Every year you as a family, I feel like, do at least one or two things to give back to the community.
Yeah. So, well, we as a firm, let's talk about that, right?
Oh, yeah, the firm
one.
That's really
a cool one. And brought on to us by a client. Mm-hmm. So a client does this and supports what's called REITs Across America. And we are going to participate by, buying a bunch of REITs and then putting those on the graves of veterans around the country. The goal of REITs Across America is to put a REIT on every single grave of every veteran in our country on the holiday season. So just, and we're going to do that as a team, get our families and go out to the Fallbrook Cemetery is the one we're doing it at. There's 427 veterans buried in the Fallbrook Cemetery. I think that's the number I heard.
Scottsdale's doing one out near them as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're going to go support and, you know, say a prayer for the veteran that we put a wreath on their grave and,
not just a couple either, right?
We
typically
do
our annual, we typically do our annual Thanksgiving pie event where we invite all of our clients in and we have pies from a local pie shop that we, you know, people grab them a couple days.
Such a fun time too.
It is. That's what we'd be doing today if it wasn't for COVID.
Would this be Pie Day?
This would be Pie Day.
We'd be drinking hot toddies right now.
We would.
Peanut butter whiskey.
Yep, peanut butter whiskey.
And eating pecan pie.
About 150 clients come in every year and get to meet each other and mingle. Yeah. But so we took all the money that we usually spend on those events and we donated all of it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
We did. And so that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Right? That's
no
what we're
pies,
doing.
Though. People,
no,
you know,
pies.
No one's complained. It was a good spin. No one complained about the pie thing. The one year that we skipped the pie thing and Lewin did nothing.
They were hot.
That was not acceptable. We have to, at least, if we're not up for the pie thing, we have to donate the money to Wreaths Across America going
right.
forward. For
no,
sure.
That was good. I loved the feedback from our clients on that. Just that they were, so many of our veteran clients were like,
oh, yeah.
You know, right on, way to go. Mm-hmm. We don't need more pie. Mm-hmm. We need some love and some gratitude towards those who gave us. The thing that I thought that when I wrote the little letter to our clients is, you know, our veterans gave us, even though we're in such a nasty, bifurcated, politically polarized world, we were given that right. You know, we were given the ability to stand up for what we believe in, regardless on what side of the aisle you're on. We were given the right to be able to argue and to debate and to share our, you know, our First Amendment and the right to speak. And so hopefully that I'm willing to die for, too. I'm willing to die for
our Constitution.
Our Constitution. And that's the first, the second, and all the other amendments.
What an interesting Thanksgiving to go into as well, huh? For all these families that are like, imagine if your family was divided before on politics. This year, everyone, you got to just be like, oh my gosh, maybe we shouldn't get together because then blame it on COVID. But I don't even want to talk about the politics part with some of my family members.
But too bad, too. And, we try not to do politics as much because it just isn't, because it's become polarized, right?
Yeah.
It used to be you could have some fun with it and, you know, it was a relaxed, but now you can't do that. But
you could speak your mind without worrying about people hating you forever because of it.
True. And that's amazing how people will hate you because you don't agree with them, which is not American. And I think the thing that we all need to be reminded of and be thankful for is that we are Americans and we have freedom and we created the single best standard of living that's ever existed on the planet Earth. And we've helped more people in other countries and other complete and total civilizations create their best standard of living that's ever been known. We've created freedom. We've spreaded freedom. We've spread freedom. We've spread democracy around the world. There's no other country besides America who's done more for the world, more good for the world. I'm not saying we're a perfect country because no country is and we've made mistakes. There is no other country who's done more good for the world than the United States of America ever in the history of the earth.
To whom much is given, much is expected, right? So because we've done those, taken those actions and gone into world wars because literally...
To defend others.
To defend others. I mean, because of that, we get much criticism as a country because you know you can't be perfect. You know,
right.
You're going to make mistakes. You're also going to do things that people disagree with when you take action like that, bold actions. But
think of who we save. What would the world be if we didn't go in and stop
entire religions
Germany.
Would be gone. Yeah.
Right. Religions, entire populations. I mean, complete hatred and genocide towards civilizations. And it's sad, the unwillingness to, the unwillingness to accept. So hopefully what happens is we come out of this and we realize that really we're all actually in the middle of the road here. And there should be a third political party called the Independent Party. And that party should dominate. It should have 70% of the vote because I have great clients. I'm thinking, I won't say their names, but that are extremely liberal and Democrat. And they're Democrats, they're liberal, and they're awesome. And I love them. And I think they love me. I think they think I'm awesome. I hope so. But I guarantee when we get together and we have and we talk about differences, we actually agree on like 80% of stuff, 90. And even the big items, we're both willing to concede in a way and say, you're right, you can do it your way. I'll let you do your thing. You do yours, I'll do mine, although we don't agree on those. And that means that I think that probably the whole world is really like that, right? Or the country, let's just talk country. The whole country.
To be. Tolerance, right? You're talking about tolerance?
I'm talking about tolerance and the fact that we're all put into a belief system by social media and by the media that makes us feel so staunch in our beliefs, when in actuality, if we sit down and have a face-to-face, human-to-human conversation and talk out the issues, there's so much more to agree upon than there is to disagree upon, right? We want freedom. We want the right to express ourselves. We want safety. We want great education for our kids. We want equal opportunities for people. We want people who are born in an inner city to a super poor family, regardless of race or religious belief, to have an opportunity to the American dream, to be successful, to have jobs, to have... That stuff is awesome. We all want that, right? So those are the big issues. When to abort, when not to abort. Now, those get into some sticky things, but there again, if you don't push your views upon people, you can find common ground.
Yeah,
I'm thankful for the opportunity to even be able to think that way. And hopefully that thinking passes on to some of our other friends and listeners and that thinking of tolerance, and that those people who are not tolerant, I hope they get shunned, right? I hope that they truly, if they're not willing to be tolerant, I hope that they become such a great minority that they're just
that
completely blackballed.
Or that God finds a way to change them. Or the
right.
People, the forces of the universe, if they don't believe in God, find a way to show them a better way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, on that awesome intro, we need to take a short break.
That was an intro?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labrum in studio with Alex Klingensmith, and we will get to some financial stuff here sooner than later. We're back. It's Financial Detox. Happy Thanksgiving series. We're talking about things we're thankful for. And we are going to get into some financial stuff here, I think, eventually, Alex. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, it's a good goal to have, I guess. I think we have a series. We have a series going on. It's our Delivering Value series, which we have in print form as well. We share with lots of prospective clients and clients as well to talk about what differentiates us from competition, but also what are we doing? What are you paying us for? What are we doing for you as a client, right?
Right. Because we're so thankful for your trust and confidence for the clients that work with us and our listeners and stuff. So we want to make sure that you know why, right? Like, what are the things that we're doing? Why do you give us confidence, or why do you give us trust, and why do you allow us to do what we do? But we should probably at least let people know you can check us out at financialdetox.com if you want to find out about the Financial Detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. That is a mouthful, the Financial Detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. You can also reach out to us, because we like to, and we haven't done a show in a while, but we collect all of our listener questions. And so we need to do a show soon too, Alex, on all of our listener questions and just questions that we also get from our clients, because we're living and breathing and eating the wealth management business and helping people pursue their dreams and their financial purpose and financial plans and all that. But so you can give us a call at 877-707-8889. That's 877-707-8889. And we would be happy to answer any question you have. And as well, given this year and this volatility, there's a pretty good chance that your advisor or whoever you seek financial counsel has given you some interesting advice, or maybe you want to get a second opinion on that advice. And there is no better time, as you're coming to the end of the year, to look at what you've done that year, what philosophy you're deploying. Do you have a comprehensive and written financial plan? Like, literally interactive, written, like worked out. You can play with it. You can test scenarios. If you don't, you should, right? Regardless of your wealth, because if you don't have a lot of wealth, you need that to get it. You need to grow and to save. How do you do that? And then also, if you have a lot of wealth, it becomes about how do you transfer it to your next generation? How do you transfer the values that helped you create that wealth? And so the financial planning process, which we can take you through, and even giving you a second opinion, is really priceless in what you'll get out of it, because you'll either know you're on track and you're doing the right thing, or you'll know that you need to make a change. And I think we can probably help you be that person. If not, we'll point you in the right direction. But that's really easy to do by just contacting us through financialdetox.com. That's financialdetox.com. So we were talking about this series, Alex. We're on rebalancing, which happens to be probably the world's most boring subject. And for me, it's probably one of my most favorite things.
Well, we talked about taxes last time. Right, so I don't know if it's the most boring, but this is our fourth show on this topic. And I think
kind of investing 101, right? Delivering value.
It is. I don't know if it's investing 101, because we got into like some deep stuff last time. That was like, remember, advanced tax sensitive asset location. That's not 101, I wouldn't think.
No, that's more like 301.
Tolerance band rebalancing also. I don't know if I'd call it 101, but...
I don't even think most financial advisors could describe it to you. I think if you have a financial advisor right now, ask him. I challenge you to ask your financial advisor, if you listen to the show, ask him, say, can you tell me how you rebalance my account? And see what they say.
When do you do it? How does that work?
Yeah.
At the most basic level, you probably have stocks and you probably have bonds, let's
right.
say.
The 50-50.
When do you shift it? When do you shift it? Like, when do you rebalance, right? When do you adjust and buy more of one or the other, right?
Yep.
And I guess the easy
old
answer,
pie chart.
Yeah, the old pie chart. The easy answer would be, well, when one of them is, you know, when it goes out of whack, you got to bring it back into balance, right?
Right. So let's say you invested 50% of your money in stocks, because you know those grow more. They have a little more volatility, but they grow more. So you're 50% in stocks and you're 50% in bonds. Bonds don't grow as much, but they also have a lot less volatility. So you balance those together for a nice blended rate of return. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, 1 year later, you had half your money in stocks, half your money in bonds. And 1 year later, you turn around and you look at your portfolio, because you're smart and you're doing your annual plan review, if not sooner, and you all of a sudden have 60% stocks and 40% bonds.
That was a decent year in the market then.
Yeah.
So not amazing, but decent.
In the stock market.
In the stock market.
Not the bond market.
Yeah, there you go.
So the stock market did well, grew. You end up with 60% in stocks. You end up with 40% in bonds.
So what do you do?
Yeah. So rebalancing would tell you, you sell your stocks down 10%. You sell them from 60% of your portfolio down to 50, and you buy bonds, so your 40% becomes
50. You know what that conversation sounds like, though, in a household or in your head, maybe if it's just you doing your own managing of your own money in your account? Why would I sell something that's gone up to buy something that hasn't gone up as fast or maybe even gone down? That's crazy. What are you
talking
about?
It is crazy. You're crazy. You're nuts. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Sell what's good and buy what's bad. Yeah. That's crazy, right?
Well, let's sell the bad and buy the good.
Take the same example, 50-50 portfolio from January of this year to April of this year.
Wow.
Now you're talking like, I don't even, what would that, let's just hypothetically say your 50-50 went.
Your stocks probably went down to 35 and your bonds probably went up to 65.
And you're telling me I should sell the thing that's maybe even gone up and buy the thing that dropped by 30% in a month?
Yeah.
I mean, those are fun conversations back in March and April, right? If you're talking to yourself and you're by yourself or your advisor who's timing the market or chasing stuff or doesn't have a rebalancing philosophy.
Right. And the problem is, and I think there's a lot of great advisors in our business, and there's also a lot of them that get paid to not do much. And I really do challenge you, if you're listening to the show on a Saturday on KCBQ, The Answer, AM 1170 at 1:30, I challenge you if you have an advisor, to listen, to ask your advisor, what rebalancing strategy are you using? Can you tell me like when and how you do that? So we're talking about rebalancing now. We've gone from a kind of a happy Thanksgiving, man, we're grateful for so much we have to be grateful for in this great country, to talking about what a pivot, what a shift, to now we're talking about how to rebalance your portfolio. You got to have range, right? We have some range.
We promised people that we'd have something actionable on our shows, yes, or try to, but people have also said, I don't know why they say this, but they actually want to get to know us a little bit. So yeah. How do you do both?
You got to do both, right? We got to talk turkey, and no pun intended, and we got to
Spending Thanksgiving this year?
I'm at my house. We're at our house. My wife, my awesome Brad wife, is going to cook. She's not that great a cook. I love her, babe.
She is, too.
No, she's not.
Dinner before. She's made dinner for our family before.
We probably ordered in.
No, it came out of the oven.
Warmed it up in the oven. No, it's all good. We're going to make a turkey, and we're going to have some fun with my folks. And
that's cool.
Are you having your whole team in town, or where are you going?
That's part of my gratitude is not only am I with
kids, not on the air.
I don't know what the rules are. That's ignorance is bliss, but
right.
We have four generations that are going to celebrate together this
all separately though, different houses, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool though. I have three living grandparents still and my wife has one, and so it's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, that is special.
Yeah. It's good.
That's
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. So we'll enjoy it, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time to sit down and go, holy cow, you know. There's still a lot to be grateful for and thankful for, but it's been an interesting year.
Tremendous amount to be grateful for.
Okay, cool. So back to the task at hand, because we only have a few minutes here, and we want to make sure that our clients and our listeners and people get to pull some value out of this. We're talking about rebalancing. You did a great job, Alex, of setting up that last little conversation, a 50-50 portfolio, half stocks, half bonds, and what happens when they change. And I love where you were taking that was, what about March 23rd this year, if you started the year with 50% stocks, 50% bonds, your stocks went down terribly. They're down to 35% of your portfolio, 65% of your portfolio is now bonds. What should you wait till the end of the year to rebalance? What do advisors do? Because most people rebalance on some regular interval, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually, or some just rebalance at the start of every year.
Or they don't at all.
Or they don't at all, which would be really bad, because if your portfolio changes like that, something's done really well or something's done poorly.
Or emotions, if you're an individual person, would actually drive you to do the opposite of what you should do.
Yeah, you would buy what's doing well.
You buy more bonds and sell out of all your bad stocks.
Yeah.
Bad meaning, quote unquote, like the things that have gone down the most temporarily.
Right. It's amazing, because I think we overlook and we think how simple this concept is, and it is simple, but it's so important, right? I mean, this having a rebalance strategy that works well is probably worth, on average, I would say, and this is, there's, you know, statistical data to back this up is somewhat limited, but given the Vanguard study, given the Russell study, given the Morningstar study, the InvestNet study, I'm going to say it's at least 1-2% a year.
I think it even ties right into behavioral coaching, because it's such an emotional thing. I mean, it's other people's money, so we're distanced from it. We can do it unemotionally and objectively with systems, but if it was my million or 2 million and I saw that happen, it's hard to be like, I'm going to sell what's been stable and done well and buy what's done the worst. Like, that's a hard sell.
I think one of the best things we do is take discretion for our clients, right? So when a client comes on board with the Financial Detox team and Intelligence-Driven Advisors, I think that this is how all financial advisory slash client relationships should work for the most part. Our job is to get to know the client. Totally understand them, totally understand their goals, their objectives, what's their financial purpose, build that into a comprehensive financial plan that takes a look at every aspect, including not only estate, but taxes and investment management, insurance planning, you know, income, distributions, all the stuff, and then design a portfolio that fits their goal, their plan, with whatever target rate of return they're trying to achieve that helps them achieve their goals. So. Mm-hmm. Once we do that, though, we have discretion, which means that we then go manage and trade the portfolio based upon how we think we should. Mm-hmm. So when we have designed, we have a proprietary rebalancing program. We call it tolerance band rebalancing. It's sophisticated and it works unbelievably well. And we won't tell you every detail here because if competitive advisors, we don't want them to steal it. It's too good. but the
execution of it is the hardest part.
The execution.
The idea, I mean, look, it's multiple asset classes with different tolerance bands around each one, and
based upon historic volatility, and then being able to execute those trades. So, A, you have to have discretion as an investment advisor. If you have more than 5 clients or 10 clients, you would have to have discretion in order to properly execute this strategy, meaning your clients have to sign over the ability for you to make changes based upon their goals and their objectives without having to have a phone conversation. A non-discretionary relationship is one where you work with an advisor, but they call you to get your discretion to make every trade. I mean, I started in the business that way. It's bizarrely inefficient. I mean,
most of the money in our business discretionary still?
Non-discretionary. Yes.
Like really big majority of clients.
Yeah, like advisors have to call their client, catch their client at the right time, ask them, what do you think of this trade? Which is, I kind of akin this to like, I'm going to get a surgery next week or whatever. And the doctor waking me up in the middle of my anesthesia to ask me what I think about whether he should, you know, chisel or saw this piece of the bone, right? I mean, like, this is crazy. Why would an advisor whose job is to do the right thing for the client, if it is, you know, why would they ask the client if it's okay to do the job they were hired to do? We invite you to just check us out at financialdetox.com. You can fill out one of our forms there, say hi, ask a question. You can also just give us a call at 877-707-8889. We're approachable. We'll give you a second opinion. There is no cost to have a conversation to get to know what we do. And we want to help you. We want to make a difference. And look, if you hire us, that's great. If you don't, that's great too. We'll at least impart some of our collective 300 years or so of experience between our team, and we'll try and help you, you know, do a better job. And we're thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that for you. And it's fun for us. So that's Financial Detox. And I mean, we're going to have to wrap it there, Alex.
That's it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful for all we have here in America, and reconcile our differences, whether it be politically or any other way, and find some common ground and have a better 2021. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labor. I'm your host with Alex Klingensmith. And we'll be back next week, as always. Cheers. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Financial Detox and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and resources, visit financialdetox.com. Call Jason and the team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. If you're ready for financial detox and a better tomorrow, call 877-707-8889. Get answers to your questions. That's 877-707-8889. That's financialdetox.com. For podcasts and information. And if you like what you've heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified about upcoming podcasts. You'll take one more step toward financial peace of mind. Money.
This content is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any types of securities. Mr. Labrum and Intelligence Driven Advisors are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of information provided in this program and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Mr. Labrum and his guests as of the date of the show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking making statements or forecasts are based on assumptions, and actual results may vary from any such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making an investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on information provided today in making any investment decisions. There is a risk of loss of investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for particular investors, financial situation, or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.